I'll tell you how to get them out of there.
Do you make those now?
We made them Christmas time.
Do you make anything from the blood?
Well, some people, they used to keep the blood. They have to make what they call morcilla. Morcilla or queso de puerco. You see, they mix the blood with liver and heart and kidneys and some other small piece will be there from the mix all together. And now they put them on a plastic
casing?
Yes, casing, you see. But before they got the plastic here, they only wash part of the intestine and put it inside of them, you see.
And then
cook them in there.
What do they call that?
We call it morcilla in Spanish.
And now, did you ever make anything like else from the head, but the tortillas? Did you make anything called sauce or anything like that? Or
from the head, you mean? Well, the only we make of the head is to make tomatoes out of it. You can eat the meat on here just as well as you eat in our meat, you see, but they used to make tamales because the reason why they use the head for tamales, I'll tell you why. In the head, you had several flavors of the meat. You had the brains, you had the tongue, and all the things there, the cheeks. How do you call them?
Yes, cheeks. What about the eyes?
The eyes is nerve more than anything else, you see. And you blend them all together, you have got kind of flavor there.
And so you describe it all?
Yes, sir.
That's why they used to make tamales?
Yes, to stop the tamales with.
Well, now, did you ever, you said you had cows to milk. Cattle? Did you
have
cows around the house to milk?
Well, years ago, most of the people used to have cows here to milk.
What happened? What did you do with the milk when it got sour?
There's no chance to get sour. We didn't get a lot of it. Well, they make cheese.
They make cheese?
Yes, sir.
What kind of cheese would they make from?
Just a common white cheese there, you see.
A little chunks?
Yes, sir. More like a cheddar cheese or something like that. The only thing they had to let it dry.
How would you make it? What would you do with it?
Well, you have to let it dry for what you used to call a sarso. Sarso is something where you can hang them up, you see, and put it in the air and the sun to get dry.
So, you first of all, you take the sour milk. Did you call that? What
did
you call the sour milk?
We take all the water out from it, you see, and strain it in a piece of cloth, you see, and keep all the curds in there and press them to make the cheese out of it.
And you hang it up to dry?
Yeah, you hang it up to dry.
Where would you hang it?
On the outside, where we used to make what we called sarsos. With sarsos was made out of a small slab, like I make a square more or less like this, you see. And then put some cords in here, I mean some strings or something, where you can hang it up on the sun on the outside and let them dry there.
What'd you call that cloth you put it in?
Huh?
What, you said you put it in a sack?
Yes, sir.
What'd you put in to make it, to let it dry?
Make up the cheese, I mean cut it off. We just put it on the top of that sarso. We call it sarso. Oh. They're nothing but they were make them small slats. You see, say for instance, like a pen. This pencil will be only a little bigger, and make it all to tie it all together to make some kind of a board or something to put on the top of it. We make it with slats so they can have some air from the bottom. You see,
and let it dry.
And let it dry.
Did stuff drain out from it?
Yes, sir.
What did you do with that? It drained out.
Just let it go. And from the, I mean, after the milk gets sour, we strain all the cords, the water that came from it, we call it jocoque. And if you have some animals to feed with it, they was good fit for harvesting, for instance.
They would get that?
Yes, sir.